Kenneth, Mr. Moy, Kareem, welcome to the show. We hope you've been appreciating the queens in your life.
Yes. How are you, Sister Tlang?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just fighting for my voice. Mm-hmm. It's been busy. I've exhausted it.
Oh, man. But good is good. I mean, busy is good. I almost said good is busy. Busy is good.
It is very good.
Yeah.
Today, I want to appreciate the queens, you know, one phone. Imagine how many queens I'm speaking to from Rise FM.
Yeah.
Yes. So I want to actually talk about, you know, the qualities of a queen. Number one, we've actually learned and we've discovered, when I say Scotland, that queens are very friendly with themselves. They are their best friends. In other words, when they meet the next person, there must be a mission. Do you know, Sister Tlang, ukuthi gossip is a sign ukuthi a relationship oguyo is actually not productive, because gossip is a breakfast of losers. Queens, they are their own best friends. They are not frustrated by their space. They are not frustrated by their own surrounding. They are very much content with who they are. When they meet you, they give you permission to be part of you meeting them. In other words, they permit you to be in their space. And then let's add the second one. They always celebrate others. It's success, yeah, the next person. It's a sign that you are not confident with yourself. So queens will always celebrate other women's triumphs.
Yeah.
Queens will always celebrate. If she buys a car, it's actually a definition of me. So can I. If she is able to sit in high offices and be the voice there, it is a definition of who I am as a woman. That's what it means. So most women will always be envious of the next, forgetting ubuthi success is a definition of the next woman.
Yeah.
So if Khotlang can do it, then I must go to Khotlang and ask for tips. Number three, queens love people for who they are. They don't love them for what they have. They love people for who they are and not what they have. In other words, a queen will always come to you because of the aura you are giving out, not because of the coins you are giving out.
Yes.
Queens will always love you for who you are. That's why most queens are in purpose. They know who they are. They are successful for themselves. So if they actually come in and try to be in your life or try to be married to you, it is actually them announcing to you, I'm actually here to actually get you, not your house. I've got my own house, not your car. I have my own car. Mm-hmm. I just came to you so that I can be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's close on this one when I say Scotland. Queens don't tolerate mediocre. As is Totlang, train the next queens, but with our eyelashes, our shalenga. Let us not see something in a look and I'm bachelor with time and the powder oil mix, the lapaya, it went over to a comedy show. You are the actor,
yes.
Fix your face. They understand,
yeah.
Speak to them about these things, because some need coaching. Some need contentment. So in my conclusion, the quality of a woman is in the quality of who they are.
Mm.
But worst of it all, it is understanding the stages that they have to go through. They've got a baby stage. In a baby stage, they are dependent on their mothers. They've got teenage would stage. In a teenage would stage, they've got an ego, but the ego is later actually subdued by the fact that kuba nama taste empilo abawatholayo. Later, they need a mentor. They become a woman, because being a girl and a woman is not the same. A woman is a man with a womb, but a woman is somebody that's responsible. They know how to respond to life. In my conclusion, you discover over the later they become wives. They are now responsible for their husbands, and then later they become mothers. Now they are mentoring the next. The very same things they were doing to their mothers, they are actually being done to them. In actual fact, one writer, to the people who are actually lied to the most are women. We lie mostly to women. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they carry so much of weight in who they are, and then they actually, people are afraid to be honest them about whatever, because of the statue and the queenhood that is sitting in them. There's always a queen in every woman.
Mr. Kareem, thank you so much for wanting to come onto the show and celebrate women as we do this August. Let's hope that we've got more women in our society that want to lead younger women the right way, because that's what we need, right? We need older people, older, mature women who can guide us and give us the best advice, because they know, they've been through it. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Yes. So we asked just at 1-2 cents. You know, sometimes you don't even have to give a lip service. Just live right. Yeah. People will copy you.
Absolutely.
Just live right. People will just copy you.
That's the way it is. His name is Kenneth Musnamoy Kareem. Same time, same place. Next week, he will be back. We continue to celebrate the woman. Send us your motivation, Monday motivation for today on 072-885-7702. Jive. Let's go.